think it is, Jesse has given me another hour. So my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
This is Paul Corniello. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Good afternoon. It's just past 1 o'clock. Tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, continuing along with the new expanded version. You have no excuse not to be listening unless you happen to be at Skeleton Park listening to Carlo, who I will play a little bit later on. So Chance was just in the studio, and I confirmed that last week, songs that I played on Turntable 1, the left channel seemed to be missing, but he fixed it. So this week, you should get the full stereo experience. Fingers crossed. He told me which meters to look at, so I shall keep an eye on this. Got a lot of stuff to play. I don't know how I keep finding 2 hours worth of stuff and then still not have enough time. But let us begin with the theme song.
Thank you. Then the sun disintegrates between the wild clouds. My summer where I winter at, no one is allowed there.
I'm back. Well, actually, I didn't go anywhere, so I'm still here. Yes. Numbers with Wings here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm in the lovely Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. So what you heard there was the theme song, Numbers with Wings by the Bongos, Natch. And then Celebrated Summer by Husker Du from their 1984 album, New Day Rising. And the reason I played that is when I was granted the additional hour to the show, a lyric kept running through sort of the back of my mind, we add another hour. And I couldn't for the life of me remember what song, so I asked the Google, for shame. It told me that, yes, it was Celebrated Summer. Even though it says somewhere in April time, they add another hour. I didn't get my other hour until May, but close enough. And, bonus, I like the song. There you go. All right, so today is the solstice. Yeah, so welcome to summer. Celebrate it. Yeah. It's also Father's Day. I had a lovely breakfast with the children and one of the grandchildren and a child-in-law. It was good. Went to the Elm. Can't go wrong with the Elm. Took a quick trip up to the Spaff and got rained on again. Got rained on really well yesterday while hanging out at the CFRC tent. Yes, the Skeleton Park Aquatic Festival it turned into. Anyway, so that's going on right now. If you're there, you're getting to see some Ace Tones with Carlo, who I wasn't going to play yet, but I'm going to play them. I'm going to play it, yeah. So I'm going to play Carlo apostrophe S, Crush, so that for those who can't make it to Spaff to see that. And then I'm going to follow it up with a song by Weddings, Patties, Anything called Father's Day, because it is. So, here we go. Carlo, some Ace Tones, and then the Weds. Good.
not a bad old bunch that live up here. Ah, but you know that it's not family, it's not home. What of a darling wife that once I had? Well, I'm pleased to say that she still talks to me. But I try not to think of what went wrong. 'Cause if I say that I was right, she might say that she was right. And the only rights I care about are visitor rights, yeah. On any other day, I might care what you say. But every Saturday is Father's Day. You might call it sad, you might call me mad, but I've got calls me dad. We go where he wants to go. We do what he wants to do. I tell him everything I know. 'Cause I do anything to prove. Yeah, I do anything to prove. But every Saturday, I will do just what he says. 'Cause every single Saturday is Father's Day. And you might call it sad, you might call me mad, but it don't feel so bad when he calls me. You might call it sad, you might call me mad, but it don't feel half bad when he calls me. You might call it sad, you might call me mad, but God, I feel so great when he calls me dad. Calls me dad. I haven't always been a single man.
Alrighty, so maybe not the cheeriest of all Father's Day messages, but I like the song. Yeah, the Weds. I saw them at the Taj Mahal, at the Mariposa Music Festival, and when they were touring for that, the album that that song was on, I saw them at, wait for it, yeah, the Toucan. And before that was Carlo, with Carlo's Revenge, also known as carlosurftoronto@gmail.com, according to the Bandcamp. Okay, so I think I'm going to do the dedication portion of the show at this moment in time. My work BFF, Tater by name, was kind of surprised that I had a radio show. So I said I would play a song for her by her namesake, Taylor. Although it is a cover by the Screaming Females, which it appeared on something under the covers. There's a whole series of them on the YouTube. I played some songs before because Screaming Females do a good cover of If It Makes You Happy, and I played Ted Leo and the Pharmacists because both the Screaming Females and Ted Leo and the Pharmacists had played the Grad Club, R.I.P. And then I thought, because school ends the end of next week, and I'm sure Cotangent is going to say this a bunch of times, that she is bored, and I oftentimes sing this song back to her when she announces her boredom. So yes, I'm going to play I'm Bored by Iggy Pop. But first, on the other computer, the Screaming Females with Shake It Off.
So I keep
Oh, yeah. All right, Dollface. Come out and bore me. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, that was Screaming Females with a cover of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off and Jimmy Osterberg, or Iggy Pop, as he stage name, with On Board. I'm the chairman of the board. Let's see. We're approaching the end of the first half hour. What am I going to do? So last week, when I messed up on time for a change, I was going to play a song by the Lemon Twigs, but time ran out. So I'm going to play it this week. It's called I Just Can't Get Over Losing. I think it's You. It doesn't quite fit. From their latest album, because Maud Lang were playing with them. Man, I'm so jealous. So jealous. So I'm going to play that in a... That's going to be a coin toss as to what I play after that. But here we go. First with the station ID, then the song, The Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Brian from The Lemon Twigs. And this is Michael from The Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from The Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
You
Oops, got distracted. Something shiny. Okay, so that was The Lemon Twigs with I Just Can't Get Over Losing You, and Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation with Quit You. That's kind of funny in an odd sort of way. Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation, two of the members, Evan and Krista, used to be married. They're no longer married. They're in a band together. And I saw them Thursday, I guess, at the Broom Factory. They were playing with Alex Monday. They did not have the full Lost Congregation. It was just them. And it was cool because Evan, if you follow him on the Instagram, I believe it's Fine Country Music, he does the woodworking and stuff, and he made these stained glass stage props that were really cool live and in person. So it was cool to see those. Yeah, it was kind of funny during the show. They said, yeah, this is a song we heard Krista said, yeah, this is a song we played at our wedding. Nervous laughter throughout the crowd. Yeah, but it was good. Good show. And most of us were wearing Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation shirts from their show a year ago, which was also funny. Strange coincidence. Yeah, so this is Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Let's do a little, because we'll continue on with the sort of review mode. So, yesterday between downpours at the Skeleton Park Aquatic Festival, I saw 47 Teeth. And then later in the evening on Sydenham Street there, I saw like 31 and a third Teeth, because it was just Anna and Dee without the drummer. So it was just them with acoustic guitars. So it was cool, too. So I'm going to play a song by them called Portland Flower, singular. And then I'm going to follow it up with a song by Piner, who I saw semi-acoustically last night on Sydenham Street. And she is playing at Skeleton Park at 5 p.m. this afternoon, evening, whatever, with the full band. So, highly recommend. Saw her last week at the Fort. And I'm going to see her again because kids got talent. So, first off, 47 Teeth, and then Piner.
Fell in love with the way it felt. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new track from Kingston's pop-punk rockers, Lumpfish, who are back again with yet another single called Rainy Day that is for sure to get you rocking in the lumpiest way possible. You won't want to miss this one. And stay tuned. Lumpfish will be joining CFRC later this spring as part of our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program, so even more great music from them is coming your way. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.com. Music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Lumpfish's Rainy Day on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records, put them on the machine. Play With Records.
Do what the man says. Got some of my favorite records here, and I'm putting them on the machine, and I'm playing them, and you get to listen to them too. So we had 47 Teeth with Portland Flower, Piner with Odelia, because I love that song, and I'm going to keep playing it. I don't care. Then I played the Release Radar of Lumpfish again, because they are playing at the Broom Factory tomorrow evening with Gizmo and Naked by Nine. So I have up next, actually, a tune from Gizmo from their record called Buddy System. I think it was only four songs, so it's probably an EP. And the song I'm going to play, so they're from Prince Edward Island, and their influences are like 90s alternative stuff, and you'll probably get that when you hear it. So I'm going to play a song called Prisoner Functionary. And then, because it's Prince Edward Island, I have to play, I think it's an unwritten rule, I have to play a song by Absolute Losers, and I'm going to play In the Crowd. So, first off, Gizmo, who you should go and see tomorrow night at the Broom Factory, all ages show, $15. I'll be there, so you know it's going to be cool, right? Ha. Yeah. And, yeah, so check them out. And then, Absolute Losers.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we're back on the mainland. Tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, fighting with the Scottish computer for a change. Awesome, awesome. We're approaching the halfway point of the show, and it could go one of two ways. Well, no, it's only going to go one way. So, apparently the FIFA World Cup is going on, and people from Europe are showing up in the North America and are being advised, oh yeah, just walk to the stadium. Well, if they'd listen to a certain American song, they would know that you don't walk in the States. So it inspired me to play. I forgot the record at home, so I had to get it on the streaming, but I do own the record. Missing Persons with a song called Walking in LA. If you ever happen to be cruising around the YouTube and Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins guy has the show where he interviews other people. He interviewed Dale Bozzio, the singer from Missing Persons, and excuse me, it's interesting. I believe she mentions aliens, and not the deportable kind, but like, you know, the outer space kind. I do not lie. I may die on air, but yeah, I'm gonna play that, and then I'm gonna play a song that sort of my secondary theme song. It's one of my little dreams. But anyway, here we go. Missing Persons, Walking in LA.